Hello and welcome to the podcast.
And
don't look so sad.
See, that's the difference now. Sure, look, they'll be able to see.
I know, that's the problem. Yeah. Don't worry, it'll go on iTunes as well. We won't make you watch us talk about terrible things, because that's...
it
feels a bit mean. I think it feels a bit mean telling you to do it, really.
It does, yeah.
But, hey, we're going to persevere anyway, because why the hell not?
I can think of reasons.
I think that's our motto now.
I can think of reasons.
I can think of reasons why this is terrible, yeah. So, we're going to be talking about Escape Plan. We were supposed to be doing it Friday.
So long ago.
Yeah, we were supposed to be doing it about 2 weeks ago, but because of things, we got sidetracked, and then we got sidetracked on those things, and then ultimately came back around to this. Quite lovely point right here.
Yeah, just Stallone isn't worth moving things for.
No, it wasn't worth arranging my plans around.
Nah, we'll get there.
We will get to that. Until then, though, you can follow us on Twitter, at Incredible Strangers, and then we're on YouTube as well. So, subscribe, do things, why not? Right, so, is there any news we need to go into or anything like that? Before we actually do things, probably should have said this before we started recording, but hey, I was so eager to sit down and talk about Escape Plan. That I just whimsically went into it.
Yeah, I think we should just dive into Escape Plan, because it's such a movie.
Okay, alright, we can do that. We'll be talking spoiler-free for a while. We are going to go into spoilers at some point, but we'll normally put a little bit of a warning up there.
Oh, it's very very business casual there, Neil.
Well, we're going to talk about Escape Plan. I don't think there's especially
much. Should we just crawl onto the floor and die?
We'll talk about it spoiler free for a while and then just launch straight into those bad boys.
Those bad boys.
Oh, actually, can we launch into Bad Boys instead?
We could just watch a Bad Boys marathon and then pretend Escape Plan didn't happen.
Marathon.
Two of them.
Yes, I'm enjoying watching the Thor marathon tomorrow.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
All two of them.
That is definitely something that should be done.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Right, so should we just go to straight into Escape Plan?
Do you think Escape Plan will have a sequel?
Dear God, I hope not.
Escape Plan 2.
Escape Harder.
Escape Hardest. Go on.
I don't think either of them will be alive to make a second one.
I'm surprised they both got through the film. Like,
the main
breathing.
Oh no, they will. They'll make a second one.
Yeah, they'll make a second one.
With 50 Cent as the lead.
Oh, I cannot wait.
He stole that film.
He stole the show. He is the best actor
I've ever seen in a film. Yeah, so what did you think of Escape Plan?
I certainly did have thoughts. What did you think of Escape Plan? Escape Plan
You know what?
Oh no.
I really like this.
What
is not to like? It's Stallone, it's Schwarzenegger, they're in their 60s and they're still trying to do the same things they were doing in the 80s. I can't think of a better hour and a half of my life.
I can
Except for Bad Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, Bad Grandpa's pretty,
That's making so much money.
Is it making so much money?
Yeah.
That's
People
bad.
Want to see Bad Grandpa.
More than Escape Plan?
Yeah.
Of course they do. More than Thor 2,
no.
3D 2?
No, that's not right.
3-2D?
No, I told you.
R2-D 2? Thor 3PO?
Do you know why that's why we're going to the 9:40 showing?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's at midnight.
Because Thor.
It's at midnight on Wednesday.
Midnight on Wednesday. Clever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to get home ever.
Nope. Fine. Neither am I.
That's alright then.
We've got off top.
Escape Plan.
We just have to go over the basic premise of Escape Plan, anyway.
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone is an ex-lawyer who...
Oh God, he was.
Yeah, he was an ex-lawyer. and he's given up. There was a reason. He
gave up being a lawyer.
He put someone away, or he didn't put them away. Oh, he wanted to make sure the bad guys stayed in jail. He didn't want to just put them there. He wanted to keep them there. So
my first question is, who would want Sylvester Stallone representing them?
Well, as they
I'm your lawyer.
As they make reference to in the film, he's smarter than he looks.
Do I?
Because he looks fucking thick.
Well, I understand that, but it's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not going to put them in jail anymore. I'm going to keep them in there. Yeah. How? Put me in.
Look, James Woods in Shark decided to stop defending the bad people and start putting them away.
That is a difference.
That's a normal, logical switch.
Mm, yes, this is Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester.
Still Stoops to move. Stole Wong de Bong Wong. And Arnold it is Schwampnagon.
It is, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, we've not even got into the premise.
We've not.
He wants to put them away. So you keep them away. So he is employed by the government to be arrested and break out of jails that are supposedly not breakoutable. But he breaks out of all of them.
He always breaks out. No, it wasn't that. It was like 29 and the last 33. He'd broken out.
Oh, so he hadn't broke out of some.
He didn't have a perfect record.
Right, okay.
So which kind of lowered the stakes a bit for me.
Yeah, yeah. Because maybe he wouldn't get out and then he'd be fine. Yeah. You see, now we probably have to put a spoilers alert on, just because...
No, we'll jump into it later.
Ah, but...
Yeah, go on, make your point.
Because...
Spoilers.
As
skip two.
As it's Henry, you're probably aware that the escape plan works, and he escapes...
What? Yeah,
from the most difficult jail in the world he does get out of. So why is his record not already perfect?
Because there's some better prisons.
Yeah, but this one's pretty good.
This one's pretty good, but he does kill a hell of a lot of people trying to get out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe he throws the rulebook away.
He does kind of pussy out.
Pussy out?
He does. He says, I don't want to be here anymore. Here's my name and my number.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. And to be fair, he gave up.
He gave up. Yeah. Okay. So maybe he gave up on all the others and then he's like, Sylvester Stallone. You cannot break out of my prison.
That makes sense.
Get out.
Okay. So then he goes to the prison.
Do you remember... this is just going to be a bit spoilery now.
Yeah.
Do you remember why he went in?
Because it was double the fee, and the guy from Law and Order said the figures look good.
Yep. That's not a good reason for a protagonist to go into a prison. If he didn't want to go in the prison, and someone made him go in the prison... Or like something in his, or he just got kidnapped and got taken to the prison. Well, I'd feel a lot better that he got out.
Kind of get taken, ish.
Yeah, but he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise.
Yeah, if they just cut the bit where he's negotiating, he goes no thanks and walks out.
I don't want
to go live his life with Michael Scott's wife.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Ah, I see.
And if he goes to do that and then gets kidnapped.
That makes sense.
Then I feel a lot better. He's got, oh my god, he's been taken of, not of his own accord.
Wakes up in the plane and Vinnie Jones is there. And,
best cameo.
It's not even a cameo, is it?
It's an actual role.
Yeah. Like he manages to stay away from all the trailers. Like there's no mention of him anywhere. Before I saw him, I didn't know he was in it.
There's no mention of someone which I will give his own section.
Oh my god.
Because I think this is far too good of a cameo to just throw out there willy-nilly. So I'm going to save that for actual spoilers.
Okay.
But I mean,
is he a spoiler?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Willy-nilly. He was a spoiler for me.
I think he's a draw.
No, because no one's made any mention of him.
Okay. Well, we'll continue that trend.
We'll continue that trend very, very shortly. Jim Caviezel's in it as well. I don't think you know too well.
He's the guy from the stuff.
Yeah, he is.
Jim Caviezel. I'm getting into this video business now. What? Jim Caviezel. See? Just put a picture.
I'm not going to put it there.
It's going to be Nicolas Cage.
He's just going to look like a moron. Because I'm not going to put it
Jim Caviezel. You'll send that little clip off to a psychiatrist. I'll get locked away. Jim Caviezel, guys.
Seriously, I've got so much footage of you doing stupid things. You'd be so away by now. Yeah,
I would just get locked away.
Yes.
Like Stallone in Escape Plan.
Did you just make a segue back to our original point? What?
What's happening?
You're on this so much.
I'm on this, yeah. This is good, this.
Yeah, so Jim Caviezel's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the bad guy, Warden? Yeah. It was bad guy Warden.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants his prison to succeed so much, he's willing to read Sylvester Stallone's book about how to break out of prisons in order to keep Sylvester Stallone in his prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are multiple things wrong with that. Oh, we are so into spoilers. I don't care. Just everything's going to be spoilers now.
Yeah. Escape Plan.
Escape Plan. If you're going to go... Basically, if you're going to go see it, you've already seen it.
Yes, if you've seen it.
Nobody waits around. Should I go see Escape Plan? What was it going to be like? What would it going to be like?
Yeah, I've been umming and ahhing over Escape Plan. I'm not sure if it's my kind of film. I mean, you know if it is.
I've got that, I've got Prisoners, and I've got Gravity, I mean, and they're all such similar films that I don't think I could possibly...
The problem is...
Choose.
There's Escape Plan, Prisoners, Gravity. I've seen two of them, and it's not the two I'd be proud of.
Gravity now, yeah.
No, that's true, yeah.
So we'll let off there.
Yeah.
And you've seen Captain Phillips, so you're on the moral.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so I can go, Somalia.
We could do that later. Yeah. We could also do Thor later. We'll be doing Thor at some point.
No,
people will watch Thor. Thor, Hammer Thor.
Hammer Thor. Jim Caviezel.
I was on Jim Caviezel. I know I finished with Jim Caviezel.
How could you?
I don't know. It's still an enjoyable film.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. It's nothing less than what I expected.
Yeah, I feel like...
I came out of it with a very big sense of, yeah, this is exactly what I went in through to see.
There are so many problems with the film.
But are you willing to look past them?
But it's Stallone, Schwarzenegger, breaking out of a prison.
Yeah.
Of course there are.
My only problem with it was the twist.
I didn't get the twist. There's a twist. We'll probably go into it now.
There's a twist.
But I didn't understand it. This is a film starring Stallone and Schwarzenegger that went right over my head.
No one's ever said that. I think it's because it was pointless.
Yeah.
It's because it wasn't needed at all. Right, so the woman that sends Stallone in there to start with
is... She doesn't work for the CIA.
She doesn't work for the CIA, which she says in the beginning, lying is bad, kids.
Yeah. That bitch.
And so... she's not in the CIA, as she previously alludes to. And Schwarzenegger is being constantly interrogated. I can't remember what it was.
Right. Jim Caviezel wants to find...
Did you want to find... Because that was my other point about Jim Caviezel, is he's evil for no reason.
Mm.
He's just evil, because this needed an evil character. It needed a big boss to be evil. Because Jim Caviezel has no motives.
Jim Caviezel.
Oh, God.
Also, that'll go off in a sec.
I'm going off. No, that sounds wrong. Look, that was so bad that made me do that twice.
So Schwarzenegger, he's in the prison.
Yeah.
Because Jim Caviezel, I can't even say it now without going Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. Schwarzenegger's friends with Big Super Bad Guy, and they can't find Big Super Bad Guy.
Why do they need to find Big Super Bad Guy?
Because he's such a bad guy. Jim Caviezel wants him in his prison to get him off. Jim Caviezel
isn't really that evil.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
He just... Like, they've picked the wrong guy to turn into a really bad guy. Because
he wanted money, or he wanted something from this guy.
I think he just wants to find the bad guy.
Then he found out that Stallone was connected to him, so that Stallone could try and break out.
Because... They want Schwarzenegger
what's
talk.
The line connected to? I can't even
forget. No, they want Schwarzenegger to talk.
Oh my god, this one actually broke my brain.
Yeah, and tell him where the partner is. Mm-hmm. And then Schwarzenegger gets close to Stallone. So then, rather than let Stallone go, they want Stallone to find out where the friend is. Yes. Where Schwarzenegger's friend is.
So he pretends to try and help.
To try and do that and help it out. But then it turns out at the end, spoilers, that Schwarzenegger's friend is himself.
Yep.
And the woman from the start
is his daughter.
Schwarzenegger's daughter, who lied about being in the CIA to send Stallone into the prison to make friends but with Arnold Schwarzenegger to break him out of the prison.
It's such a giant point that if Jim Caviezel just doesn't get Stallone to help at all,
yeah,
nothing happens.
Like if Jim Caviezel goes, you're Ray Breslin. I'm a big fan of your book. Sorry, go on. Helicopter.
Yeah.
Cheers, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Waste of time. $5 million down.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
so ordinarily it would cost $2.5 million to break out of prison.
It's a bit much.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit pricey. Maybe I won't make a 50-cent joke.
Bitch took my skull.
Bitch took my skull. Sleepy Town, motherfucker.
That is the best line in the entire film.
He's my favourite character.
And both Stallone and Schwarzenegger have some good ones.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that bothered me, but I guess it's an
80s. She licked the shaft.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a different film.
He does the mime and everything.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not good.
But, No, my brain hurts. My brain hurts too much. Yeah, it's probably an 80s crossover thing. It's something that's just been carried forward and it's fine. But Stallone's a lawyer, so he shouldn't be able to shoot down an entire squadron of prison guards.
I'm not too unsure that this wasn't made or written in the 80s Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
They've just taken a while to get round to it.
Just their schedules conflicted so much.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess
every time they were going to film it, they made an Expendables sequel. Yeah.
I guess who was originally cast?
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dear me. Was it a Die Hard film originally?
I think it might have been.
Oh, I hope.
Die Hard in prison. Instead of doing Die Hard 5 in
Schwarzenegger
space.
Schwarzenegger was originally Danny Glover or someone.
Honestly, thought you were going to say Danny DeVito.
That would have been better.
Oh my God, a twins remake in prison.
Twins in prison.
Twizzin. Instead of them making triplets with Eddie Murphy. Why are there so many terrible films?
What happened to films? Eddie Murphy starring Eddie Murphy. Featuring Eddie Murphy. In triplets.
No, we gave up that plan with Norbit because nobody liked Norbit.
Nobody
answers on a postcard if you like Norbit, and then shut up your ass.
Remember to put your address on it so we can come round and punch you. You can go round, can't you? You're not busy.
I'm a hard man.
You're a hard man. You can take them
for 2.5 million.
I'd do anything for 2.5 million. We do it for 5 million. Well, yeah. I guess that makes more sense.
That is another thing. They never convince anyone of anything. Like, there's the solitary confinement for the entire film is the box. And the box is basically just they get put into the box and then lights get, like, thrown at them.
Yeah.
And it's really, bright and warm. Nobody likes the bright lights.
No, it's just too, it's really warm and bright. And so, oh no, I don't like this.
And nobody likes it.
I'm hot and I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be in here for an extended period of time. I'm not a big fan of this situation.
And nobody likes that.
No.
So,
a bit sweaty.
So after they go in the first time to set up the concept of it, Stallone sees the fact that one of the screws is loose, probably in the director's head.
And then he pitches this other way to finish the film to him. Yeah.
And he figures out that there's a panel loose. So he needs to go back into the box, but he needs other people to go back into the box in order to make it look like it's not him doing it, or so that he can do it whilst Schwarzenegger talks German.
Yeah, he needs Schwarzenegger to go back in the box with him to distract everybody.
And Schwarzenegger goes, no way, not at all. I go, go on, okay.
Yeah.
And then really they go
easy,
and do
wasn't it.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, well, no, that's supposed to be like torture for you. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, because Schwarzenegger hates it. He's like, I'm not going back into the box. And then Stallone goes, do you want
owe
to
me
get
another, you owe me another favour.
Yeah, do you want to get out of this prison? And then they go, okay, I'll go back into the box. It's,
and it's,
I would have preferred
the amount of times that Stallone says,
that
fair enough.
It's like, I'm not going back into the box, just Stallone on a bunny rabbit.
It was the bunny back in the box. Yeah.
No, no, it hurts.
It's
it
so...
hurts too much.
I'm just doing this for plot points, really. Because
would you like to...
Yes.
Would you like to discuss your...
I really, really would. Right, so... does Stallone get shot or he gets stabbed at some
point? Oh, God, what happens?
He gets shivved, doesn't he?
Does he get shivved?
I think so.
Does Schwarzenegger shiv him?
You have to apologise because it is 2 weeks since we've seen this.
I don't think it'd matter.
No, whatever, he gets shivved.
I just mean, like, if we'd seen it 2 minutes ago, we wouldn't remember that part of the film.
Because the bit after it is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, slides, he cuts his leg off.
He gets doctored.
He gets a boo-boo.
Oh, he gets a sad.
He gets a sad boo-boo.
What's
and he needs
matter?
Some plasters and some kisses from Mummy.
He needs some medical expertise. That's what he needs.
And he gets his medical expertise from Sam Neill.
Are our faces now Sam Neill on the video?
For the entire bit.
That makes sense.
And... I'm not a big cheerer in cinemas, like all British people. We don't seem to go woo at bits in the cinema or
just
clap things
inside of ourselves.
Especially not in Escape Plan.
Oh God! No.
And I nearly cheered.
I nearly let some emotion out
in front of other people.
They might have seen it,
and the people might have seen it and gone shush.
Christ!
Nobody likes Sam Neill anymore since 1994.
Since Jurassic Park. Mm.
I liked him in Daybreakers.
I liked him in Daybreakers. We're the only two.
And he's in this, and he is not used at all, really.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, he's not used at all well enough, or at all in general.
Yeah. He's got a bit where he gets a helicopter so that Schwarzenegger and Stallone can get out.
And for his troubles...
He gets blown up with the rest of the ship because everyone forgets about him.
Poor son.
A bit like in Hollywood.
A bit like in Jurassic Park.
A bit like in Jurassic Park.
So the best part...
Go on, the best part for you.
The best part of Sam Neill
mm-hmm.
is... It's another brilliant 80s cliche. And it's when he's got the lamp on the desk and he's drinking from his bottle of whiskey. And he's thinking... It's in his head, and then he closes his book on medical ethics. Or it's like ethics of being in the medical profession.
By Ray Bradley. He's written every book in the prison.
Yeah, because that's the thing. He's helping Stallone. So, how can you work in a place like this? And he goes, someone's got to. And then Stallone needs him to help, and he doesn't know whether he should help. So then he drinks whiskey and reads about the ethics of the medical profession.
I think there's a whole chapter on that exact subject.
Yeah. No, the book. It was just the whole
book. Oh, the whole book.
That's the title of the book. That's what I mean. He closes the book and it just says medical
how
ethics.
How to get Sylvester Stallone out of a prison.
And then he goes and sends an email to the helicopter. Because
we're hip and we're in 2013.
That's something that didn't translate from the original 80s screenplay, I imagine. Maybe it was a postcard.
They'd sent semaphore.
Someone paged.
Well, they are on a ship. So
yeah, so
they could have done.
We should probably mention that.
It's on a ship.
Mm. Yeah. It's not like a...
Picture.
Actually, you know, that was the best bit, wasn't it? After Stallone knows they're on a ship in the middle of the ocean, and then he threatens...
Delivers the best threat.
I'm going to burn this whole place to the ground.
And to be fair,
he does the next best thing.
He does burn it to the ground. And if it could have got to the ground without all that pesky water...
That's true, yeah.
He would have done it.
Yeah, if it wasn't for all that pesky water, it definitely would have burnt to the ground. Instead, it burnt to the...
In the end, the box is really helpful.
Yeah.
Because it dries him off a little bit.
Yeah. He just soaking.
He goes underwater and then he
gets into the box and he's not soaking anymore.
How does no one notice that the camera's off? Puts chewing gum on it.
He puts bread on it. It's bread because there's not any chewing gum, so he chews.
It's not bread.
It's loads of bread in it.
No, it's that. No, when he's getting stitched up and he steals the thing.
I didn't realise that was a thing.
But where he hid that, why he didn't get searched for it?
Oh, he hid it up his bum.
Because. I just had a knife up his bum. They could have stabbed Vinnie Jones so many times and we wouldn't have to deal with Vinnie Jones anymore.
He put it hilt first so he could use it.
Vinnie Jones just likes to bully him around, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Did you feel uncomfortable about the black masks?
I felt uncomfortable watching the film. It made me feel sad and upset.
Because it kind of worked, the black emotionless masks.
Well, I think the idea was because...
everyone in the crowds.
They all look the same, so we can't... careful. So we can't... so we can't tell the difference between all the guards, so then they give them... So then there's the scene where they just give them names.
Oh, there's Fanny over there. He checks his watch every 5 minutes to see if it's lunch.
That's my ex-girlfriend. I'm going to call him Loverboy. I don't know what that means. They're just sitting there pointing guards out and name giving
but
them stupid
names. I really want a deleted scene where they just go over to the guards and go, why are they saying such mean things about us?
That's not even me. Why is my nickname Tubby? Black Slimming.
I really liked it.
I
still...
See, after all the points, you... We're like that, and you just go there, and I go there. It hurt too much.
It doesn't hurt enough. It could have hurt a lot more.
Oh, it could have hurt a lot more. Like, Stallone could have come into the cinema.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, but they stopped those films for a reason.
No, they didn't.
There's been a while since something like Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, they bring something like that.
Do you reckon? Do you reckon there's one on the way?
While we're having this conversation, I'm just going to put a load of them.
No.
A load of the
just
covers just up.
As long as you just leave Elf there, I'll be alright.
Another one.
I hope you ran out of one.
I'll cut it. Ba-bang!
Ba-bang.
That was the last one.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that one.
Right.
Escape plan's not enough.
Okay, it's not enough.
I don't have anything else in escape plan. That is my entire escape plan.
I can't get past that. It's exactly what I thought it'd be. So I couldn't have been disappointed.
It's exactly what I thought it'd be, and I thought it'd be shite.
No, because at least Schwarzenegger isn't taking it seriously anymore. I can't say the same thing. Sorry, same thing for Stallone.
I can't say the same. I can tell.
I can't say the same thing for Stallone because he just looked so serious throughout the entire thing.
I think if we looked deeper into the credits, we'd probably find executive producer Stallone, co-writer Stallone, producer Stallone. I think he'd have had a little more to do with it.
He stopped writing stuff a while ago.
Yeah, he seemed more invested in it. Like Schwarzenegger turned up and...
Well, I don't know because I've not seen Bullet to the Head. That was his last one. I don't know whether he's kind of tongue-in-cheek in that one.
That's on sale in Asda.
Really?
I'm not going to buy it.
Well, I'm not going to buy The Last Stand with Schwarzenegger either.
God, yeah.
But that looks a lot funner.
Well, that's got Johnny Knoxville in, so...
I think it's also got... that guy in it.
That guy?
Yeah, that guy. He's in loads.
Is that Jim Caviezel?
Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel.
Forever be known as Jim Caviezel.
Christ, yeah.
I think that's it for Escape Plan, is it? Not?
Yeah, Escape Plan.
So how many Joes are you going to give it out of Joe?
How many Joes out of Joe?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 99 Joes out of Joe. Because...
I'll put all your faces up there.
Yeah, just...
Oh, how many Joes is that, by the way?
12 billion. Yeah.
I'm sure it's not so bad.
It was quite generous for you.
Yeah. Right, well, I... Yeah, it's like, it's average.
Yeah.
It's average if you...
Actually, I think I'm probably being horrible. If I wrote for the Metro paper, I'd probably give it 3 out of 5 stars.
That's
Yeah, I can think of a lot worse.
And I can think of a lot worse films between both of those actors that have been worse and have been poorly made.
I think 2 out of 5 would probably be harsh. I'm going to give it a 3.
Oh, so we're on the same.
Check me out. Are you giving it a 3?
Yeah, I'm giving it...
You really like it, you're giving it a 3. I don't like it, I'm giving it a 3.
Yeah. It just means my rating system's a lot more harsh than yours.
I mean, it must be, yeah.
It takes a lot to get a 5.
I think I must just give 3s and 4s.
I gave Jingle All the Way a 5. For how many hearts it killed.
Oh, for how many actors' careers it ruined.
Right, so yeah, I think we are finished. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back this week, actually. There's going to be more content very soon. Because we're going to be doing Thor and Thor 2.
The spoilers, I didn't enjoy Thor very much.
No, Thor's the worst. Actually, it's a toss-up between Thor and Captain America.
I enjoy
it. I'm not a big Captain America fan.
No. Well, we'll see
actually,
what Tom Hiddleston can do.
I take it back. I fucking hate Iron Man 2.
It's another story for another
credits,
day.
Credits. Yes, I'm just going to keep that in there. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Maybe we've got a Facebook page, but still. I'm not poking in the face, it's fine. Imaginary things are going to hit you in the face, though.
Oh, okay.
Just be
ready for
it. Just be ready for it.
Right,
in,
okay.